Final opportunity here with our high school football coaches, our weekly locker room chats on KNZA. This one brought to you by C&K Service, Garrett Country Marts, and Sailor Insurance Service. We're joined now by Sabetha Coach and Caleb Moeller. A lot to dissect here in our final conversation of the year, but let's close out the regular season last week. A big win at St. Mary's, 28-6 the final score. The running game was good. Will Voos had a big night, and obviously you want to win the regular season finale to go into the postseason on a high note, but a big win against the Bears last week.
Yeah, you know, St. Mary's is a really good team, really good football team, and they've been in a lot of tough games throughout the year, and they just came a little short on a few of those. And going into Friday, you know, we had to be ready and prepared, ready to go. And you know, I loved how it came out and drove the ball and was able to score, and then they responded quickly with a one play touchdown. And then from there, our defense really stepped up. They had two goal line stands, one right before half, and then St. Mary's got the ball after half and took it, and they had the ball on the 2-yard line, and we stopped them on fourth down there. So yeah. And then after that, we had a 87 yard run, for a touchdown. And after that, it was, we finished it up there. So really liked the, execution that our guys had throughout the game. And, offensively, I feel like we're clicking, and, you know, putting up over 300 yards a game on the ground and, getting the pass game going a little bit. And defensively, we're just keeping on doing what we're doing and, really shutting out some good teams, to one or two scores a game. So, really like where we're going at the beginning of the playoffs here.
Yeah, we're going to start with the playoff conversation here in the next segment. But, you know, the one blemish in the regular season, a 2-point loss, at Nemaha Central, but overall 7-1, you know, 5-1 in the league. And certainly the defense has played so well. You just talked about them a moment ago, and we've talked about them throughout the course of the year, but not necessarily grade, you know, the regular season here in 2025, but how do you assess this 7-1 run, this 5-1 mark in league play, just a tremendous regular season that you guys were able to put together?
Yeah, I think it, you know, gets all the credit to our guys. And, you know, we talk about every day just being successful and what success is on our team. And it's not about the wins and losses, but it's just about coming to practice with the right attitude, right effort, and getting better as a person and as a football player each day. And they have certainly done that. And, you know, after practices, I don't have to go and say, hey, that was a bad practice. Because they've all been good, and they've all been successful based off of our definition. And our guys just buy into that, and that's what it is. If they're getting better each day, and they're wanting to learn. They want to learn the schemes. They want to learn about football, and obviously bringing the talent that they have along with it. It's a really, really good football team, and I'm excited to see our run. You know, and Sabetha, or what we say every year is when we get to the playoffs, we're going to make some noise. So that's our goal, you know, I love where we're going. I love the trajectory that this team can take.
Sticking with the players, you know, kind of expanding on that, you know, give you a chance here to kind of tip the cap. You want to make a deep playoff run, of course, but your senior class, what they've meant to the program, not just this year, but the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, you know, the senior group, you know, coming in as middle schoolers and as freshmen, I think they won like 2 games their 8th grade year. And just what our kids do is they just get down to work, and they work really hard in the weight room, and they come together, that's what this senior group has done, is just come together as one. They play hard, and they execute at a very high level. You know, throughout the season, we've seen just those seniors kind of take over the team on their leadership. And, you know, after the Royal Valley game where, it was 16-0, and after the Hiawatha game, we kind of had 2-game stretch there where, you know, we didn't have great energy, and, you know, our leadership, you know, kind of that time in the year, practices are kind of dragging a little bit, and the seniors just stood up and said, hey, we've got to get this done. And, you just saw a difference after that. And, we became a player-led team after that. And, like most coaches say, if you're a player-led team, you're going to, get as far as you can, in your season. And, that's exactly who we are right now. So, got to give credit to all the seniors, the nine seniors that are on this team.
So about the football coach, Caleb Muller, joining us. The 2A playoffs for the Blue Jays start tomorrow night at home against Humboldt. We'll get his thoughts on that matchup after a timeout here on KNZA. Final few minutes here with Sabetha Blue Jays football coach Caleb Muller here, our weekly locker room chat here in 2025, brought to you by Houlton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. Coach, the run in the playoffs, it starts tomorrow night, a Thursday night tilt at home against Humboldt. You look at this Cubs team, a Humboldt squad that's 3-5. Your initial thoughts and kind of the early scouting report on this team you're going to see tomorrow night?
Yeah, you know, obviously they're a really well-coached team. Logan, I got a chance to talk to him this summer. He was a Shrine Bowl coach with Coach Michael, so I got to form that relationship there and that bond with him, and I know his teams are always going to be well-coached and prepared, ready to go. So, unfortunately, this year they've had several injuries, season-ending injuries to some of their key players, and, you know, it's just like any 2A team. If you get three, four, or five guys that are hurt throughout the year, you know, you're gonna be, you know, putting some guys in situations that they may not be ready for. And, that's kind of where they've been this season and where they're at now. And, you know, obviously, looking at film, they've got good schemes and, obviously, like I said, well-coached team, and they're gonna do the little things right. And they play really hard. That's the thing that I see is, with them, they're not going to give up, and we're going to have to be able to play four quarters. And, you know, obviously I think the key is to have a quick start, and keep the momentum that we've had, throughout the last few weeks.
Schematically, is there maybe a comparable opponent that you've seen maybe in the regular season, certain things that they do, whether it's offense or defense, that's maybe something that's not necessarily going to surprise you, but kind of a common with maybe an opponent you've seen this season?
Yeah, and that's one thing that, you know, with our schedule, we've seen about all of it. And, I would say, you know, Perry, they run kind of similar schemes to Perry, and, we'll have to defend it, kind of like that. And, you know, they have a good quarterback that, you know, they like to spread it and throw a little bit, but, they like the quarterback run and just getting him downhill. And, so kind of like Perry, and some of the spread teams that we've seen that do spread to run it.
Finally, Coach, give us keys. What's it going to take to get a win? Move on to next week.
Yeah, I know. Something that we always think about in the playoffs is turnovers is a huge thing that is magnified in the playoffs. And we've done a great job controlling the ball and keeping hold of the ball on offense and defense. We've had double the amount of turnovers than we did last year. And that's been great to see, and we just expect to keep going with that, and when we have the opportunities to make play on the ball or to punch out the ball or, you know, any chance that we can get a turnover and get another possession will be huge. So, you know, going in the playoffs, those things are always magnified, and those are things that we've got to coach on and make sure that we're doing a good job of.
There it is. Sabetha Blue Jays football coach Caleb Muller, after a 7-1 regular season, the run in the playoffs, it starts tomorrow night for Sabetha. They host Humboldt. That game can be viewed on the Sabetha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports. Coach, we always appreciate the time each and every week. Good luck here in the playoffs. Thanks again for all the time.
All right. Thank you, Brandon.